I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're nearing that magical time of the year that fishing is about to get really good in Mountain State waters. We'll talk about it coming up right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. As temperatures begin to warm, the waters of West Virginia's lakes and small impoundments will begin to warm as well. And DNR biologist Kevin Yoakum tells us that will turn on most species, especially those bass.
Anytime you get over 50-degree temperatures in water, activity, metabolism in fish starts to increase. You get up to around that 55 degrees and you really got a high activity level, particularly if we're talking about bass. And their metabolism just increases. What you see is a lot more foraging activity during that time. Daylight, the length of the day, overall conditions, more sunny type of weather, certainly also are factors that come into play. But temperature is the overall governing one that we really key on when we're fishing.
Now, the weather in recent days has slowed progress toward that mark, causing Yoakum to think the spawn may be a little late this year.
We may see that all the way up into early May, maybe a little bit later, because so much of the cooler temperatures here and the late snow that we've been getting, certainly in this area, I think that's going to push back the spawn a little bit up into May. We'll see if that does remain true. Again, the weather conditions, ambient air temperature between now and then will certainly play a large role in
now
that.
Fish go into this pre-spawn feeding frenzy knowing there are difficult days ahead as they guard a nest and become very stressed trying to protect their fry from predators.
They really have to build up the energy reserves to go through that rigorous anywhere from 2 to 4 week period of the actual spawning activity, and even the males will protect those young for a few days to a week or so after that.
The anglers know the next month is the best time to be after those fish, especially if you're hoping to catch a lunker, since they come into the more shallow waters and expose themselves more than usual.
You'll see them in all a variety of habitats during the pre-spawn. One of the things that makes it an intriguing period also to fish. During the heat of the day, you'll see them come up on those shallow flats that are a little bit warmer. Bait fish will be relating to that as well to feed. Most of the time, it's safe to say that they'll be just off of those shallow areas in a little bit deeper water with cover, or a drop off with some cover. That's probably where they're going to spend most of their time. But again, it's pretty exciting to see some of those fish up in the flats busting bait fish or feeding aggressively.
Fishing the pre-spawn, a fantastic time to be on one of West Virginia's lakes or small impoundments. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.